And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, we are moving forward right now. We're going to jump right into the next of the three dippers. This one, it's a recurring segment. Those of y'all that might be new in the audience, we do this thing once in a while where, so I resource the show daily, right? And early in the morning, I'm like getting all the articles together and sending them in. Alicia, who we call Cat Herder 6, she's keeping things here stable, and she also gets all my resources kind of put out in a way on paper that I can have them ready to highlight them and rattle them in the microphone. Boomer, on the other hand, he's put the resources up where you can get to them. They're all available for you on the website. So you go to our live feed section of the website. Click on the button that says resources. If you're hearing me rattle paper, then there is a link to that article. You can go find it if you want to. What happens, though, when I do this? Inevitably, without question, there will be a day, sometimes two a week, where I'm looking at it going, my gosh, at the level of wokeness. How much wokeness? Can we have some more wokeness? How woke can you get? And I wind up at some point having what I commonly refer to as a vast buffet, a cornucopia, if you will, a plethora, a literal extravaganza of wokeness that we call Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right. I'm going to kick it off here. I love it. I love it when people start pushing back. So we're seeing this more and more where people are sick of this, right? Like you go to the doctor. I did this recently. You go to the doctor. You have to fill out, are you new here? Here. Fill out 90,000 pages worth of documents. And one of the things that I had to do was tell them not only what my gender was, but how I identified. I didn't bother answering it. Just left that one alone. Was it, Boomer, were you the one telling me you had to do that too recently, or somebody else did? Was it you?
Yeah,
at the doctor's office, you had to just like leave that one alone.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah, just whatever.
Leave it alone. Don't want anyone to
answer
it.
You're a doctor. Why would you even ask me that? That's a doctor's office. All right. But I love it when people are pushing back. So here's a story off of Daily Caller. This is cracking me up. So apparently Oregon State University, by the way, Boomer, there are still rational people in Oregon.
Oh, good. I have a couple family members
out
there.
Just your family. There's a few others. They're not alone. Oregon State University, according to a story in the Daily Caller from 4 days ago, Oregon State University students drew backlash from university researchers. That feels like a flip, isn't it? Isn't the mature response supposed to be the researchers, and it's the immature response from the students, but it's the students who are giving it right back to the researchers in their woke survey. So the headline is, college students troll the living hell out of a woke gender survey. Excuse the language. But anyway, it says the university's research team claims that at least 50 of 349 responses to their survey were slurs, hate speech, or direct targeting of the research team. They weren't slurs and hate speech. They were saying things that basically the researchers didn't want to hear. It was a woke survey. It was like, you know, trying to gather up how they identify and all that kind of stuff. Well, students reportedly mocked the survey's request for demographic data. Roughly 24% of the students identified themselves as some type of a helicopter. Calling themselves things like, I'm an Apache attack helicopter. Now what? A V-22 Osprey. You're like, okay. They're just gaming this thing now. I guarantee you, too, for 24% to identify themselves as helicopters, it means a bunch of them were talking to each other. I mean, you know that's what happened.
Oh, they totally were. Hey, let's identify as a helicopter.
What are you going to do? I'll be Apache. You be an Osprey. Okay, cool.
Sounds great.
Anyway, one of them, when asked about disabilities, some respondents claimed their disability was being illiterate. Others argued that transgenderism should be considered a disability because it's an inability to come to terms with a biological reality. These are students. For ethnicity, one of them identified himself as a gift card. They're putting this stuff down. Researchers, though, claim that the malicious responses, I mean, they were scarred by this. Researchers claim the malicious responses had a negative impact on the mental health of some members of the research team.
I love it.
There is no hope for that. The research team pointed out that one transgender researcher had felt particularly hurt by the responses, as they had already been in therapy over online anti-trans rhetoric. I got news. If it's online, you're allowed to ignore it, all right? If it's online, all you have to do is get offline, and the bad people go away. That's how that works. If you're on Twitter and they say something mean to you, all you have to do is turn off the Twitter, and it all goes away. This is where it's going, y'all. Adventures in Woke World. We just did a complete switch around. The students are telling the research team what is real and what is not. We got more of this, Adventures in Woke World. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm not kidding when I say that. Alabama, most beautiful state in the nation. And oh, by the way, this show sends its signal like, you know, way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Well, I just kicked off Adventures in Woke World a moment ago. Let me tell you my next one here. You're going to love this. Like, first of all, I have to ask myself, why are we even having this conversation? The very idea that this merits a headline on any news outlet is a clear indication that there's a lot of wokeness going on. Story on the Daily Wire came out yesterday. The Miss Italy contest announces that men are not allowed. Why does that have to be an announcement? And won't jump on the trans activism bandwagon. Well, first of all, I'm glad. I'm glad. But the fact that we're having this conversation at all. So the Miss Italy beauty pageant announced that biological males are not allowed in its annual competition, requiring all contestants to be a woman from birth. Miss Italy's official patron, the Patrizia Mirigliani, told Radio Cusano, that the competition, quote, will not jump on the glittery bandwagon of trans activism. Good for her. She says, lately, beauty contests have been trying to make the news by also using strategies I think are a bit absurd. She says, from the beginning, her competition has foreseen in its regulations that there is a clarification necessary that you must be a woman from birth. The announcement comes after the Miss Netherlands, we talked about this on a previous Adventures of Woke World, the Miss Netherlands contest recently crowned a fake woman. A dude believing he's a chick, won the Miss Netherlands contest. There's a Dutch commentator. I've seen her several times. She's extremely effective. Eva Vlaardingerbroek is her name. She said, a man just won Miss Netherlands 2023. Considering the fact that we live in a post-truth world, I wasn't even expecting anything else. It's all so predictable and unoriginal at this point. Wow. Another one said, the Netherlands is home to some of the most beautiful women on earth. Of all these beautiful women, they just nominated a transgender man to be Miss Netherlands. A man with all his parts should be disqualified from any female beauty pageant, and the fact that that statement will gain me haters is just insane. It's where we are, though. So, good on you. Can I have some applause, please, for the Miss Italy contest? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for just being normal. We appreciate you. I got a caller. Is that Jeff? Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, brother?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind, dude?
Hey, I'm going to have to ask you to change the name of the segment.
Oh, no. Why? What?
Well, it's kind of incorrect. You see, I am woke, I live in the real world. These people live in dreamland because they're just dreaming that they're something. So you need to change it to adventures in dreamland because these people are just dreaming. And sometimes it's giving me a nightmare.
Well, you know, you're not wrong, but I'm afraid if we did that, it might mess up dreamland ribs. And I'm not going down that road, brother. We can't mess up the idea of dreamland ribs.
Oh, I know it. But yeah, anytime somebody, you know, that say they're woke or whatever, you know, I said, no, dude, you're dreaming. I live in the woke world because this is real. You all just dreaming that you're whatever you think you are.
Did you hear the segment I did a little while ago where the Oregon State students were kind of dishing it out hard to the folks who wanted to do that woke survey on them?
Oh, God bless those children. So, I love that. Oh, my God. That's what everyone needs to do, these idiots. I mean, it truly is. You need to, you know, fight fire with fire instead of just, you know, going about them. Just look at them and say, you just shake your head and say, you know, bless your heart. need to do that.
My favorite one was the one who identified as an Apache attack helicopter. That kid's got it going on, in my opinion.
Yeah, I wonder if any of them identify as a Saturn I rocket anywhere.
All right, man, I got another caller on the line. You be safe on the road, Jeffro.
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, bud. Who's next on line? Is that Brian? Brian from Huntsville. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, doing well and everything. And I like Jeff's comment, and whoever identified as an Apache helicopter probably has a good set of choppers. But I wanted to say that as far as the Italian and everything,
yeah.
What can you say and everything? But I wonder what was lost in translation here, because sex isn't determined at birth from what I remember in everything, high school biology. I thought it was at conception.
There you go. I'm getting radical on me again, brother.
I'm pretty good at that. So y'all have a good one.
See, Brian. Continuing on, and by the way, text messages are lighting up, so I imagine I'll be getting some of those going here in just a minute. I'm about to read you, Boomer, and I'm going to ask you if you can even figure out what it says. I'm about to read you one of the wokest public statements ever put out. It's like they took every controversial level of wokeness and crammed it into one statement. It's like it's all one sentence, by the way.
One sentence.
So this is the Biden administration. So let me give you the background first. You ready?
All right. Yeah,
the background of this is story on Fox News. Came out this morning. 6 woke Biden policies at the Veterans Affairs Department that Republicans are moving to dismantle. All right, so Republicans are trying to change the way the Biden administration has just been acting by fiat, right? So Congress is coming in and saying, number one, they want to stop the military from removing Confederate symbols. Number two, they want to block funds for these so-called gender-affirming surgeries through the VA. They want to withhold funding from drag shows. It's all very controversial, you understand.
Of course.
They want to prohibit funds for ESG initiatives. They want to curb abortion access. And they want to ban climate change policies. None of which has anything to do with the VA, as far as I can tell.
Huh.
The Biden administration released a statement on this.
Oh, no. Okay.
Here's a statement. It would have devastating consequences. It would have devastating consequences, including harming access to reproductive health care, threatening the health and safety of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex Americans, endangering marriage equality, hindering critical climate change initiatives, and preventing the administration from promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's all one sentence.
They had to say all of that in one sentence.
In one sentence. I mean, I think every layer of wokeness is written into one sentence. Did you see that?
Wow.
I mean, I don't even know what some of that means. What does endangering marriage equality even mean? Do we know?
No. I mean, no, I do not.
Devastating consequences. Let me tell you
do it in that voice.
Let me go.
There you go.
Let me do it in the like newscaster voice. All right. Ron Burgundy here. Devastating consequences, including harming access to reproductive health care, threatening the health and safety of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex Americans, endangering marriage equality, hindering critical climate change initiatives, and preventing the administration from promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. I could barely hear that. Is that?
Oh, yeah.
You can crank that sucker up.
I didn't push the volume up.
So that was a Jackass reek. Yeah. Play it loud. Go ahead. There we go. I mean, so Adventures in the Woke World goes all the way to the top, brother. I mean, it's...
Man.
If anybody out there knows what endangering marriage equality is, please let me know. I don't understand. And by the way, when did we suddenly... So we have a new piece of the LGBTQIA+. So it's now intersex. What is that? I don't want you to look it up. No telling what'll come up. I don't want don't do it.
I'm not looking.
Don't do it. Don't stop your research right now. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex with a plus symbol at the end, meaning there's a whole lot more. We just don't have room for it in this one sentence. Hindering critical climate change initiatives and preventing the administration from promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion. All in one sentence. I kid you not. That is where we are right now. But y'all, 2024 cannot get here fast enough. I was saying to Boomer during the last break, I mean, this blah, 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 blah we just got from the White House, that's a White House press statement that was released. That is one sentence. And it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different versions of wokeness all written into one sentence. And I'm looking at that thinking 2024 can't get here fast enough. If the Biden administration is allowed another 4 years, what are we going to be looking like? First of all, I don't know if he'll be around that long. It's going to be the Biden-Harris and then the Harris presidency? What do you think she'll do? Tell me what to say. I'll say it. Tell me what to say. What can I laugh at? I'll laugh at something. You like that? Okay, I'll do that one. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be blah, 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 woke, woke, blah, blah, woke, woke. And folks, I'm just telling you, this is absolutely, you got to go see this article. It's on our resources button. Go find it. It's in Adventures in Woke World. It's the article from Fox News dated today. 6 woke Biden policies at the Veterans Affairs that Republicans are moving to dismantle. And that all of it was in one sentence. All right, take me to the break, Boomer. We'll do that right now. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Adventures in Woke World. You might want to hear about the opt-out policy at a school district that they had to shut down because too many people were opting out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Adventures in Woke World. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. I'm telling you, making common sense a superpower. Hey, by the way, when you hear the ads playing during the break, let me just tell you, you may not realize, Right Side Radio, we're a standalone business, all right? We're not owned by the stations that you hear us playing on. We actually send our show to them. And in the course of running a business, you got to do the things it takes to run a business, not the least of which is you got to have the revenue streams. Part of the way we do that is Right Side. We are a 501c3, but we also sell ads. So if you're hearing ads play during the break, that is how we survive as a business. And if you would like to join us in that, if you'd like to align your business with Right Side Radio, we'd love to have you on the team. I mean, you may be listening to the show and thinking, man, those guys say all the things I think. And you want your business on it, we'll advertise you. If you want to do that, the way you do it is not to contact the station. You got to call us. All right, so you go to our website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. And you go to a place where it says advertising and contact. Click on it, send us a message. We will get back in touch with you ASAP. So love to have you on the team. Rightsideradio.org. Send us a message on the advertising tab, and we'll jump right on it. All right, Boomer, we got to do some text messages, bro. They just took off.
They did.
So going way back, apparently, Allie Mathens heard me call Alicia our cat herder.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, respectfully, Colonel, Alicia is the Right Side Ruffian Wrangler.
Oh, well. There it is.
I defer. All right.
Juan from Newmarket.
Yeah.
I identify as an attack helicopter. It's a common response because attack guys don't care about your feelings.
John from Brownsboro, he says, going back to the monologue, he says, we in your choir may have heard your message before, but we show up to church every day to hear your sermon. Well, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. He says, we always come away with bits of knowledge and understanding we didn't have before. Keep preaching, Senator.
Mm.
Oh, man. Thank you much, John. I appreciate that.
Mike from Coxie, Alabama.
Yeah.
What about calling it Adventures in Jackassery Land?
He ain't wrong. He ain't wrong. What do we got here? JT from Lacey Springs says, Miss Italy contestants being dudes. Imagine the 5 o'clock shadows. There's some swarthy people over there. That's a heck of a thing. Has to do a morning pageant. Morning pageants only, apparently. Mm.
Terry from Hartsell.
Yeah.
How do gay and lesbian couples accidentally get pregnant?
Pretty sure they don't accidentally get pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, just thinking. Jeff from Indiana just chimed in. He goes, as far as I'm concerned, intersex people can... Never mind. I won't even say what he said. It wasn't polite. Jeff, that's not your usual. Let me make up for that by reading Michael from Madison. Michael from Madison says, at least they gave us one sentence that every Republican should know what to run opposition to. No doubt, man. I mean, all you got to do is claim half that sentence, and you got quite the platform to work with on social issues. What else we got in here? Which one?
John from Huntsville.
Yeah.
He goes, Phil, have you read the news article where Joe Biden apparently said he is AI?
If that's the case, then we got nothing to worry about. That's the case, and Skynet will never be self-aware.
No, no.
Because I don't think Biden is self-aware at any given time. Brian from Huntsville says, isn't intersex part of Interpol's child trafficking division? I'm not sure if he's trying to make a joke right there, Brian. I don't know where to go with you, brother. Amy from Rainbow City says, yesterday, UAB Hospital introduced the first baby born in the entire world from a uterus transplant. That's interesting. Wow. While this is wonderful for some women who haven't been able to have children, it was evident to me in listening to the speeches with phrases like, this will allow anyone who wants to have a child to be able to carry their own child. Oh, no. Yeah. Stay tuned to see when they have men getting uterus transplants. This is coming soon. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, Amy, good catch. Hope they're wrong. Bob from Madison followed up immediately saying, oh, crap, they just did a uterus transplant. Now what? Or uterus implant. And then Jeff from Indiana texts it in and goes, sorry, I forgot to put down that was not for on air. I got one story here for the break. We got school districts that are just, you know, you look at it and think, what are they thinking, first of all? Here's an affluent liberal, this came from justthenews.com. Justthenews.com came out July 21st, 4 days ago. An affluent liberal D.C. suburb has a simple explanation for why it will not honor parents' requests to exclude their children, some as young as 3 years old, from a teaching lesson called Storybooks with Sex Workers, Kink, Drag, Gender Transitions, and Same-Sex Romance for Elementary-Age Children. Okay, first of all, that's grooming. That's not even funny. That's grooming. That is a sick. There is zero reason. Zero reason. I'm not laughing right now. Zero reason why any school should be teaching children. That's not even appropriate for a college age class. That's the kind of thing that you run off, you know, and you hide somewhere to read in secret because you found it a copy somewhere. This is not the thing you bring to class with a straight face and teach children about. Storybooks with sex workers, kink drag, gender transitions, and same-sex romance for elementary-age children. There is nothing about that. Get your kids out of that school. Get your kids out of that school. So Maryland's Montgomery County Public Schools claims it was flooded with opt-out requests when books were introduced in the curriculum in January, giving it legal justification then on purely logistical grounds to issue a blanket policy of no exceptions and no notifications. What that means is they had a opt-out program. Well, if you don't want a child to be in it, we'll let you opt out. They had so many opt out that they couldn't hold the class. So what'd they do? They reversed their policy, denied them all, and now you have to be there. Says the district didn't provide a specific number or even a vague range, However, in its memorandum opposing the motion for a preliminary injunction by Catholic, Muslim, and Ukrainian Orthodox parents who filed First and Fourth Amendment lawsuits in May, they came back and said, we just can't do this. The district imposed a no exception, no notification policy a day after it told the media it would honor the requests and notifications. Folks, there's zero about this that's right. And there's zero reason, by the way, parents, if you're not getting your kids out of those schools, I mean, if you're not hammering your legislators, your state legislators for school choice, then you're part of the problem. Quote here in the article, excusing children from the storybooks is also at odds with the school district's efforts to cultivate an inclusive and welcoming learning environment and would, quote, undermine its goals of reducing stigmatization and fostering social integration of all students and families. That's crap. There is nothing about kink sex workers' storybooks for kids that is reasonable. Associate Superintendent Nikki Hazel, who oversees curriculum and instructional programs, in other words, she's the problem, provided more detail in her declaration. Honoring opt-outs could cause a high student absenteeism, given that parents in just one elementary school sought to excuse dozens of students. Get a clue, lady. They don't want their kids being sexualized in your work world. Remind me when we get back. I'll tell you the last part of that article about... The last part's funny. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, taking a break. Coming back, more Adventures of Woke World, y'all. Stay tuned.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to hour number three. Unbelievable. This show has flown by. I'm in Adventures in Woke World. Just got a text from Laura from ARAB. Laura from ARAB chimed in, says, with regard to that storyline I had a moment ago, off of justthenews.com about sexualizing kids. She goes, it's more ways the Dems are trying to destroy us. They are evil and proud of it. It's amazing, isn't it, Laura? It's like what used to be the thing they did in the background is now out in the open, and it's even worse. But I got to tell you, the tail end of that article did have something that just caused me to kind of roll my eyes. That's the thing. With Adventures in Woke World, you never know what you're going to get. Adventures in Woke World is like Forrest Gump's box of chocolates. You just never know what you're going to get. I mean, at one minute you're rolling your eyes. Boomer liked that analogy. Now you want some chocolate, don't you?
I do.
But at one minute you're looking at Adventures in Woke World, it makes you roll your eyes. The next minute you're laughing. The next minute you're like just like throwing your radio across the room. So the last part of that story, though, with regards to the parents opting out, because they're opting out by the dozens. They're like having to shut down the class. Well, we can't let that happen. We got to have the class on sexualizing children. Okay, so they put the class back in place and denied the accommodations. But it says at the end of the article, on a separate subject almost, it says, perhaps fearful of similar headaches prompted by exposing children to adult themes, the Smithsonian Asian Pacific American Center canceled its Asian American Literature Festival with just 30 days notice, according to the Washington Post. The festival touted... Okay, Boomer, help me out here. The festival had touted that the current political environment made it necessary to identify politically or potentially sensitive issues that could prompt public debate, so they canceled their gathering, where they had a track record of, you ready for this? Engaging queer, trans, non-binary communities of color, including youth leadership pipelines and programming, which includes campfire-style queer ghost stories.
Campfire. All I got was campfire styles.
Queer ghost stories.
Queer ghost stories.
Queer ghost stories.
There's queer ghost stories?
The whole thing's scary. Everything that, about it is scary.
That's scary.
So we're going to find out now that Casper the Friendly Ghost is...
they're going to say that.
They're going to say it. It's just Casper is... Well, he always was a little light. Anyway. I'm going to read that again because it's just too much. The festival, which, by the way, was the Smithsonian's Asian Pacific American Center, canceled its Asian American Literature Festival, which has a track record that it touts of, quote, engaging queer, trans, non-binary communities of color. In other words, it's only the black queers that I guess they want to focus here. If you're a white queer, you're not welcome. I don't know what that means. But anyway, engaging queer, trans, non-binary communities of color, including youth leadership pipelines and programming, which includes, quote, campfire-style queer ghost stories.
That's all I got from that whole thing.
What do we do with that?
You can't do anything with it.
Do you have a spooky sound effect?
I wish I had a spooky sound effect.
All right, everybody sit around. I'm going to shine the flashlight on my face, and I'll tell you the story about the headless queer. I don't know, what do we do with that? I mean, how does this work? Do you see them? It's two male ghosts who love each other for eternity. And what do we do with this?
But how do they identify the ghost as, white, Hispanic, black? How do they identify the ghost as those?
I don't know how to answer your question.
I guess they just know who passed away. I don't know.
Which very often happens in woke world where I don't know where to go next.
There's nowhere to go.
This is one of those things where in court, if someone challenges the document, I would say, Your Honor, the document speaks for itself. That's all I can do. Your Honor, we can opine what the meaning of the document is, but the reality is the document speaks for itself. I kid you not. So Brian from Huntsville, I knew he would. He tucked it in. He goes, those queer ghost stories are not very transparent.
That was good.
Dude.
That may be.
John from Huntsville needs to give Brian from Huntsville extra credit for that one.
Yes.
The festival touts its record of, I love this, touts its record of engaging queer, trans, non-binary communities of color, including youth leadership pipelines and programming, which includes campfire-style queer ghost stories. That may be my favorite line of the week so far. I mean, we're only on Tuesday, but that one may hang around. Time to tell those campfire style queer ghost stories, children. Everybody gather around. Let's sit by the fire. I don't know. Can we talk about Casper the Friendly Queer Ghost? I mean, how do we do this? Unbelievable. Get me away from the story, Boomer. I got to move on. Hey, have you and the lovely McQueen ever built houses? You're in real estate some, mm-hmm. but...
We've helped a lot of people in the building process, but we've had a couple houses that were... we jumped in like halfway through the build.
So you were still picking out appliances, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, sir.
In the Biden world, it may get a little tougher.
Of course. What's not getting tougher?
Thank you very much. Good point. story on the Daily Wire. So all right. So right now, let's see what are they changing? We got dishwashers, washing machines, gas stoves.
Yeah, they don't want you to have gas.
No, don't. That's bad.
Just anything gas, very probably.
Bad, yeah.
So husbands
refrigerators,
stay out of the house.
Huh? Refrigerators, which by the way, refrigerators were never gas in the first place, but they're also restricting those. The latest one, hot water heaters, bro.
Hot water heaters.
Time to take a cold shower. Hot water heaters. They do not want you to have. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to have a black market for hot water heaters.
You're going to go around the corner just looking. Hey, man. Hey, you got a hot water heater over there?
Psst. Hey, buddy. Psst. Hey, buddy. Step down here in the alley. I got something for you.
Listen, I need to make my wife happy. She needs some hot water.
A guy with a long trench coat opens it up. I got a hot water heater for you.
A long trench coat.
He's carrying it around.
Yeah,
I got something for you. Hey, buddy. Psst. Hey, you want to buy a water heater? I got the goods, man. I got the goods. Pre-Biden hot water heaters. I got them. I got three in the trunk of the car. Come on.
Don't ask me where I got them.
Yeah, don't ask me. Don't ask no questions. You want it or don't you? I got buyers. I can find somebody else. All right, the Department of Energy, we could do this all day. The Department of Energy announced on Friday a plan to crack down on its home hot water heaters, part of a string of proposed rules from the Biden administration on appliances that critics warn will limit consumer power. You think? I tell you what, they are screwing around with the wrong stuff. We're going to have dirty dishes, clothes that the stains won't come out of, food spoiling in our refrigerators that don't cool down good enough, and now we're taking freaking cold showers on top of it all. They are destroying the world as we know it.
There's going to be a lot of angry people.
But they say,
oh,
such standards, see what they're doing is they're getting away from gas hot water heaters because that's bad. Gas bad, electric good. Stay, buddy, you want to buy a hot water heater? Such standards would save consumers $11 billion annually on utility bills. Sure they will. And $198 billion for Americans over a 30-year period. Well, there you have it. The regulations would also reduce greenhouse gas emissions by roughly 500 million tons during the same. So over 30 years, this is going to, yeah. Okay. While the Department of Energy, run by the vacuous Secretary Granholm, that's my words I put in, while DOE says the proposed standards would accelerate the deployment of electric hot water heaters, Fox News reports they would also force cheaper gas hot water heaters off the market. Yeah. Representative Thomas Massie, Republican, I think he's a Freedom Caucus guy, he just tweeted out one phrase. He said, leave us alone.
Thank you. Leave us alone.
Leave us. That may be the best answer I've heard yet. Just leave us alone.
You know those tankless heaters, gas heaters, water heaters?
I'm going to tell you right now, it's a game changer.
It is a game changer.
Got one in my house.
We have one in our house now. We've always wanted one. And
I sort of feel big.
I was like, man, this is awesome.
And they're gas.
And they're gas. Of course they want to get rid of those.
Having all the kids over for Christmas, bringing the grandbabies, hot water heater never stops. Whoop, whoop. Yes. Gone are the days of, and oh, by the way, gone are the days, too, of, like, I'll never forget my neighbor running across the street one day. You ever seen the water tool? You turn water off at the street? Like the,
yeah.
The, okay.
Yeah.
Which, you know, kind of hard to do. You can do it with a pair of pliers, but it's
hard.
And he's running across the street going, have you got a water tool? No. And he goes, my hot water heater just burst. It's everywhere. I can't get it shut off. And I remembered that a neighbor down the street had one for some reason. And I said, so-and-so's got one down there. He just took off running for the neighbor's house. Yeah, you won't have that. Okay, next story. You ready? Next story. You know what? It's break time. Let's do this. Let's take the break. We'll come back. I'll put a lid on this one because I got a couple stories here that they're just too fun not to do. Like, you know, hey, never mind the fact that a scientist won a Nobel Prize. You can't have him give a speech if he contradicts the Biden's climate policies. Or how about this one? Grocery store. Checking out, sir? Would you like to donate to DEI awareness? Shut up. Just ring up my bananas, please. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Adventures in Woke World. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. Love the Foo Fighters bump there. Hey, I gotta tell you, something else I love is Southern Immediate Care. So Southern Immediate Care is a chain of clinics that just became one of our sponsors here in the last week or so. And by the way, this is who I actually go to personally, and it has been for quite a while, longer than they've been advertising, that's for sure. Southern Immediate Care with locations in, let's see what all they got. They got Gadsden, Atala, Anniston, and then like multiple locations all around the Birmingham area. They just opened a fifth location in the Birmingham area. They got them in like the newest ones are in Chelsea and Hoover. Listen, the bottom line is this. Southern Immediate Care. I know the owner personally. I think the world of him. I also, by the way, really like the fact that every time I've gone, It's like super clean. The staff is super friendly. They're open 7 days a week. I mean, weekends, you wake up feeling bad on a Saturday. What do you do? Southern Immediate Care. Walk-ins are welcome. Any ages, x-rays and immunizations right there on site. So all I'm saying is this. If you're in need of medical attention and you don't have a doctor of your own already, or it's a weekend, you don't know what to do because your doc is closed, Southern Immediate Care. Look them up. They've got great locations all around North Alabama, and I highly recommend it. Southern Immediate Care. Thank you so much for that. All right.
We have a lot of text messages, and we just got a call a second ago. It was Brian from Huntsville.
I saw you on the phone.
Yeah, he was talking about, hey, listen, I got a hot water heater. I mean, sorry, a gas hot water heater, a gas stove, a gas grill, and they all stay on when the power goes out.
Sweet. That's a great point.
It's a great point.
It's a great point. I'm telling you right now, man, lightning strikes. If we're in Biden world, ain't nobody eating. All your food goes bad. I mean, everything's ridiculous.
Bad. And now John from Huntsville has already chimed in and said, Brian from Huntsville is officially in the running for today's winner.
Awesome. I love it. All right. Okay, so next story here before we run out of time on Woke World. Whatever happened to following the science? Well, scientists follow science, don't they? Sometimes, apparently. Well, how about this? What if you're a Nobel Prize winner from Berkeley, which is not known for being a conservative place? So you're likely a liberal from Berkeley. You won a Nobel Prize for research, scientific research. And then, oh, by the way, you're not allowed to come give a speech because, you know, you contradict the Biden administration's climate agenda. What? But you're a Nobel laureate. You're a Nobel laureate recognized the world over for your scientific acumen, and yet you can't give a speech. Well, this guy was Dr. John Clauser, was a Nobel Prize winner in physics. He's been outspoken, though, about the left's nonstop attempts to make climate change an emergency. Story here on Red State came out 2 days ago. So basically, it was written up about him that the Nobel laureate has been silenced. He was canceled from a speech he was going to give at the next convention of the International Monetary Fund, not known for being a conservative organization. According to an email he received just last evening, the director of the Independent Evaluation Office of the IMF, Pablo Marino, had read the flyer for Dr. Clauser's July 25th Zoom speech and summarily and immediately canceled it. Clauser had previously criticized the awarding of the 2021 Nobel Prize for work in global warming and told President Biden he disagreed with his climate policies. You're not welcome here. We don't care how good a scientist you are. Never mind the fact that you received the highest honor the world has to offer, a scientist. We can't have you coming here talking about your science. That will never do. That's where they are right now. In woke world, they don't want truth. They want their truth. Keep that in mind. They don't want truth. They want their truth. I'll never forget one of my favorite quotes, Margaret Thatcher. She was Prime Minister of England. She was doing a press conference. Something she said irritated some liberal member of the press, who said, "But madam, isn't that just the same old story?" To which she replied, "Well, of course it's the same old story. The truth usually is the same old story." Truth doesn't change, y'all. How about this one? Boomer, how many times have you checked out now and been asked, "Sir, would you like to give a dollar to something?" Anything?
Oh, all the time. At checkout, usually it's like, "Hey, would you like to give a dollar to this or tip me this or do that?" You know,
the one that, by the way, this is not my article. I'm doing a rabbit trail here.
Okay.
I just read the other day that a guy was checking out at the store, and two things happened. One is he's checking out at the self-service checkout line, right? He thought it'd be quicker, and he said while he was bagging his groceries, the lady who sat on her stool doing nothing a few feet away, you know, the one who monitors.
Oh yeah.
She goes, "Sir, why are you using two bags? Excuse me? Why are you using two bags?" Because I'm putting my milk and eggs in the bag and I don't want them to break when I walk into the parking lot. "Sir, you need to bag those individually instead of using so many bags." He said, "If I put one item in one bag and another item in one bag, I've still used the same number of bags." "No, sir, you're double bagging right now. You don't understand. Two bags here or two bags there, it's the same. Sir, you're double bagging." "I know, because I just want to carry it in one hand, but it's the same number of bags." And then He's like, and said, he said everybody stopped and what they're doing is to watch the show.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because she was like, who's on first? She had no idea what was happening. And finally, he just said, if you'll excuse me, I'm just going to finish checking out. And then the checkout thing asked, do you want to leave a tip? And he thought, for what? For what? You sat on your stool and told me I didn't know math and I should quit double bagging and you want a tip? Anyway, grocery store chain in Washington, story on Fox News. Checking out the Hagen grocery store chain, which is owned by a giant food company, Albertsons, prompted customers to ask if they wanted to donate to DEI awareness. Sir, would you like to give a dollar for DEI awareness? I got some DEI awareness for you. How's this? No, you could give $1, $3, $5, or other amounts if you should choose to do so, unless you opt out, at which point apparently you're mean. But they support all kinds of things like how to fight structural and racial inequities. Checkout line, DEI awareness. My gosh. All right, listen, we'll come back, and this may wind up being a double dipper day, but I think I got a mini dipper we're going to throw in, so we'll talk about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And I mean, we cover down on some major ground across the northern half of what I consider, and many people would agree, is the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I mean, this show, we send our signal like way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, ZLA Solutions, I was even talking to them this morning. ZLA Solutions, they are a business that prides itself on doing whatever it takes to help you make your business better. ZLA Solutions, they can come in and help you with all kinds of things like, you know, quality control, logistics, warehousing, but their bread and butter remains staffing. So if you need people, if you need folks to fill out the ranks of your workforce, it might be just one or two folks with hard-to-find skills, or it might be a whole shift of people to fill out like a factory assembly line or the service industry or a hospital or whatever. They can do it. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. They can do it all for blue-collar, white-collar, no-collar, I always say. But the bottom line is this. You need folks. You need help. ZLA Solutions, their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. I know these folks personally. I think the world of them, and I encourage you, check them out. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Last story I got on Adventures of Woke World is that, you know, it's hilarious to watch the flip that has happened now with Mayor Eric Adams of New York City. I mean, the dude came in, he was like, you know, this is a sanctuary city, and we're proud of being a sanctuary city. Send your people, we'll take them. And now he's like, we can't have you come here anymore. We don't need it. We can't hold. And they're even saying, it's not safe for you here. Well, that's a great advertisement for your city mayor. But something else has happened. It turns out that crime does pay in New York City, as long as you're a rioter. Story on Red State. New York City is prepared to shell out $13 million to the George Floyd BLM rioters in a legal settlement. Let me get this straight. You burn the city, and then you get arrested for burning the city. And in the course of doing so, you lash out at the police, and maybe you get thunked on the noggin or sprayed with, you know, pepper spray or tased. Who knows? Or at the very least, detained. And you're going to get paid. Wow. Says a story here on Red State. Turns out there's another way besides failing to make money in the Big Apple. Rioting. On Wednesday, the city agreed to shell out $13 million to approximately 1,300 people who participated in the 2020 George Floyd BLM riots. They claim they were subjected to police brutality and mistreatment. You were burning the city. If it's approved, it'll become one of the largest payouts ever in a large in a lawsuit regarding mass arrests. I mean, there were the story says there were 18 different riots that took place in the summer of 2020 in response to the George Floyd incident in Minneapolis. Rioters who were present for at least one of those 18 instances claimed they were beaten or treated unfairly by the NYPD. Right. And they're going to get $9,950 each in compensation if the judge approves the settlement. That, to me, folks, is unconscionable. That is just absolutely not the way it's supposed to go. Last story I've got, and then I'll just leave it. I'm not even going to talk about this one in detail because I don't want to. But I find this to be irony, deep-rooted, like dyed-in-the-wool irony. So the other day in a hearing, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from right next door in Georgia, began showing pictures from the Hunter Biden laptop that were, shall we say, not family-friendly. Hunter Biden has now filed an ethics complaint against Marjorie Taylor Greene. The pot is officially calling the kettle black, just so you know. I tell you what, let me take a few text messages here before we run out of time. That was quite the Adventures in Woke World, by the way. That was...
It was a very good one.
Well, good.
Good job.
I was going to say robust, but thank you
robust.
Very much. Robust. As long as I never say that phrase again, we're okay.
don't do it.
No. And by the way, now we know that, you know, on a breezy summer night, as you sit around the campfire, you can tell... campfire-style queer ghost stories.
I'm going to gather them all up, so I'm ready for it.
there are people right now driving home going, what did he just say? What did he just say? If you missed it earlier, yes, it's true. You missed the whole thing about queer, campfire-style queer ghost stories. What do you do with this? All right, let's read some text messages. What we got here? Mike from Athens. Make us use electric and tax the energy grid even more. There you go, brother. You're on it. What do we got here from TL from Huntsville? Not just gas stoves. Biden admin rule would outlaw nearly all portable gas generators. Oh. Well, there you have it. So when the power goes out, they really want you to have nothing. Nothing. Jeff from Indiana texted in. What it boils down to is you can have hot water heater or charge your electric vehicle, but not both. There you go. Allie from Athens, what'd she say? Hot water heater. She was talking about the trench coat thing. Psst, hey, buddy, you want to buy a hot water heater? I got a pre-Biden load back here in the truck. Come in the alley. I got you squared away. She says, trench coat hot water heaters? You boys are making me laugh so hard. I'm not certain it's all safe to drive. Be careful, Allie. Danny from Decatur. I saw this. Southern California Chino School District had the state superintendent of public instruction at their meeting. This happened. This was supposed to have been in my Woke World stack. I wonder why it wasn't. It was a great story. So, yeah, the bottom line is this. A state school superintendent came to a local school board meeting in Chino, California, and they were having none of it. They were about to put a policy in place. They were allowing public comment. They were going anti-woke. They were saying, kids want to change their genders, they got to have parental permission. We're not doing this on our own. We're not going to be hiding things from parents. Well, this guy came from the state school board and started speaking to him, telling him, you can't do this. They told him he could sit down or leave. He wouldn't, so they had security escort him out. And they said, we will not be bullied by you from the state. And
awesome.
I'm saying.
Way to go.
Every one of them needs to run for president. JT from Lacey Springs. Savings for switching to electric water heaters, poppycock. He says, I switched to gas 35 years ago, had an immediate $40 a month savings. They're more efficient.
They are.
They heat faster. You're not having to wait forever. It's just, yeah. What else we got? Ryan from Huntsville. They have efficient electric instant hot water heaters, and I bet that's what they're going to be pushing. You think it's efficient? We'll see. He said, I have one, and this is my third. They only last about 2 years. Oh, God. He said, I don't have room for a real one. He's an idiot. The fridges and the AC unit they want us to switch to have flammable Freon. How safe is that going to be when people start getting Freon leaks and go to light a cigarette and blow the whole house up? Sounds like Nor Bidenomics. Lord, please help us. We need a revival. Wow. You jumping in or am I?
Yeah, it was John from Bronzeboro.
Yep.
How long till we are adventuring in broke world?
Oh, my gosh.
Go woke, go broke. We already dethroned the number one beer in the world. When will McDonald's fall to their junk?
Oh, man. Don't be messing with McDonald's. Please don't mess with it. Is McDonald's gone woke? Is McDonald's woke?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not gonna say they are.
There are certain brands that no matter where you are in the world, you can typically find them, and you can look at it. You don't have to have the name. You just see the symbol, and you're like, America. Mm-hmm. One of them's the Golden Arches. One of the most recognizable brands in the world.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Even communist countries have, yeah. Sam from Priceville says, gas pack, HVAC, two gas hot water heaters, gas dryer, gas stove, gas logs, and gas fire pit. Yes, out back. So I'm saying, man, keep it running, brother. Power goes out, we're all coming to your house. Darlene from Decatur. My hubby's driving. Listen to you. He called me to ask me to text you to tell you there was a gas-powered refrigerator. You know, I think there was back in because his family had one when he was growing up. The story goes that the fridge was too good, lasted forever, so people didn't buy more. The gas fridge was called a Seville.
A Seville.
And by the way, classic, the idea that it ran so well and wouldn't quit that they quit selling them because nobody would buy new ones.
No, it just kept going. Bob from Madison.
Yeah.
Joe Biden says he wants to expand mental health care. Can he be the first in line?
brand new in the text lines, we got Wayne from Moulton. Wayne from Moulton, we're glad you're with us. He says, by eliminating gas appliances going all electric creates the possibility of the government being able to also remotely cut off your power. Yes, that's already happened. That happened in Colorado.
In Colorado. That's right. Now they're just wanting more control. Phil getting mad over there. Fred from Madison, Alabama. Just still love you guys in the show. Thanks.
Thanks, Fred. And then John from Madison. John C. from Madison. What do you think would have happened to those rioters in North Alabama? I don't think we would have put up with their crap. You know, there were a few marches. The sheriff in Etowah County, where we live, actually stepped outside and knelt down with the protest marchers outside his jail. Yeah, shouldn't have done that. But there were a few times when things happened around the state. But I don't think it would have gone quite the way. I don't think it would have gone quite the way of some of the big cities. And then Brian from Huntsville is texting and goes, not Mickey D's. Me and my buddies played quarters there in... Brian was about the poker games and the. He said Ronald McDonald sells beer in Germany. That's funny. All right, take us to the break, Boober. We'll do that. We'll come back. I got a mini dipper update for you on the situation. You may have heard it about the young lady in Alabama who claims she'd been abducted. Yeah, the story we all feared is not. We'll talk about it when we get back. As a mini dipper, John from Huntsville, I want extra points. We'll be right back.